Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. Coming to you from the porch of my cabin this morning, as I usually do, and much too wet for a campfire today. I've got, actually, you might be able to hear the rain pelting down on this old tin roof here. It's pouring down cats and dogs out here, but it's okay. I'm drinking some coffee, and I'm listening to Western Swing and other things. You may hear some jaybirds in the background. I've got a couple of them kind of sounding off, and two or three squirrels barking here. They're probably excited about all the acorns that are hitting the ground right now. How about deer season, folks? It's going strong right now. Bow season. Pretty soon it's going to be rifle season in most of our states where you're listening. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk to you today a little bit about, is the sport of bow hunting. Now, I've been a bow hunter for most of my life. I'm now in my upper 60s, and I think I went on my first real deer hunt when I was about 10 or 11 years old. I was raised up in northeast Texas, up in Red River County, which even today is very rural up there, but you can only imagine what it was like back in about 1960 and 61 when I was 10 and 11 years old and out there with my old Mossberg 410 with rifle slugs, what I called hunting deer. I honestly can't remember seeing but one or two deer on these after-school hunts, but later on, when more deer came in, got stocked back in that part of the world, there was a whitetail boom over much of North America, and by the 70s, deer hunting was really good up in that part of the world. But deer hunting, I'll be a deer hunter as long as I live. I love to hunt not only deer, but everything else just about. But I've seen some changes in the way people perceive deer hunting. And not all of them do I think are good. What I simply detest, and it takes away from the sport of deer hunting, is what I call the numbers game. By that I mean, I just killed a buck that scored 168 and 2/8 Boone and Crockett. That's better than your deer that you just killed that's only 150 Boone and Crockett. Do you get my drift? Deer hunting is way more than being able to say, I killed a deer that scored X number of points. And I bet you many of you agree. Now, I'll also take it a step farther and say this. Any longtime deer hunter that says he's not a trophy hunter may not be telling you the truth, and that goes for me too. I'll absolutely love to kill a old, mature, big-antlered buck, but mature is the real key punch word in this. I won't shoot a young. Nowadays, with the genetics and the whitetail herds that we have across the states, a 130 class deer is, you know, it's not a big deal anymore with many hunters. But I had much rather kill a mature 130 class buck than a young 150, if that makes any sense to you. I hunt for meat still also. And I always try to put two or three doe in the freezer because I just love venison, but you know, I'm all about killing the mature deer when it comes to bucks and letting those young ones grow and mature. But there again, on some leases and on some lands that are heavily hunted, it's very rare to see a whitetail buck over 3 years old. They just don't, you know, they're taking out the herd. And is that bad? I say no, it's not. But if you have an opportunity to hunt an area where you can actually manage the deer, that's the way to get the old big boys, is let them grow up to be at least 4.5 years old, 5. So I didn't really want to rag on deer hunting. I mean, I'm an old deer hunter, and I hope to be hunting them all my life. But the numbers game, when we're bragging on Boone and Crockett scores, and if that's all deer hunting is to you, I'd like you to really rethink what you're doing. And to me, it's all about the good times we have with our family and friends and just being able to spend time in the outdoors. Folks, we're out of time. Next week, we're going to have some more fun right here at the same time. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter Supply, Darton Archery, Catfish Bubblegum, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, Pyramid Air, and Pro Angler Tackle.